Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Mem Zayin of Masechtas Becharis. Some of the topics we learned about today include Becharis L'Nachla, the father's firstborn child receives a double portion of his inheritance. This requires Reishis Oinai, the father's very first child. Becharis L'Kohen, the mother's firstborn child must be redeemed from a Kohen for 5 Slam. This requires Peter Rechem, the child that emerges first from the womb. Ha'ilei Banim B'Yosei Avikachav Menizgayr, for non-Jew had children and then converted, whether Yeshloi Becharis L'Nachla, whether a child born after he converted is considered a Becharis regarding inheritance, and whether Kayim Pirvrivya, whether he has already fulfilled the mitzvah of having children. Leviya Sheyalda, when the daughter of a Levi gives birth, her son is exempt from Pidnya Ben. Kehenes Shenis Abra Me'ovi Kachav, if the daughter of a Kayim gave birth and the father is a non-Jew, whether her child is obligated in Pidnya Ben. Kain Chemes Venir Ben Chol, if a Kain dies and left behind a son who is a Chol, the child of a forbidden union, whether the son is obligated to redeem himself. Harsha, a document granting permission to another to collect payment on one's behalf. Gemara also discusses cases where Bechor L'Nachla B'L'Kain, a child, even though it's not the parents first, is a full Bechor, such as a child born after one of the following. Hamapelish Shvir, Mole Maim, Mole Dam, Mole Ganinin, if a woman delivers an embryo full of water or blood or a colored substance. Hamapelas kimin dogim, chagavim, shkatsim, viramasim, or an embryo resembling fish, locusts, or insects. Famapelas liyam arbon, or if she miscarries within 40 days of conceiving. Yitzidavin vahaba achrov, if a woman delivers a child by cesarean and then delivers a child in the usual manner, whether either child is a Becharis L'Nachla or a Becharis L'Kohen.